What was your thought process when you first decided to take a look at moving to this kind of service? Was it a budget type decision? Was it a technology decision? Was it a combination, or was it something else?
It was really a combination. We at Idaho National Laboratory are looking to move to what we are calling a high-performance workplace. So we're trying to invest in capability rather than technology, and as part of that process, we look at where we need to invest for the future and what commodities we need to divest of so we can focus our people in the right direction. As it turns out, this also had a lot of economic benefit, but it was more of a high-performance workplace and a value proposition for the laboratory, more so than budget.
So productivity was the number one issue you were thinking about.
I would call it being nimble and flexible to our mission.
What are some of the things about your mission at the lab that might be different and some things that would be similar to what another agency inside energy or what another operation inside another federal agency might be doing?
I think the things that might be the same is that we're here for the national interest. And as that national interest changes and the funding goes up or down, we have to be able to respond to that environment. The things that may be different is that we have a very wide variety of types of information here, from classified to public research, and we've got to dynamically protect all of those different levels. And so that might add some difference to what a normal or a traditional federal agency might experience.
What made the decision for you about the approach that you're taking by using Google Apps?
Well, we went through a standard federal procurement process where we went through an expression of interest and we laid out requirements. And going through that process, as I said before, we were not looking for trying to reduce costs. We were looking for the best value. And when we compared functionality and the cost, Google was awarded the contract based on those requirements.
Talk about the scalability capabilities that you have. You mentioned the idea that as budgets increase and decrease, you'll be able to flex with that. But I imagine there is a flexibility with the amount of people and amount of resources those people are consuming, for example, as mobile technology increases in your agency and so forth.
Right. So one of the advantages of this technology for us is we've effectively doubled in size in the last 5 years. And as you know, with a lot of these cloud computing solutions, you pay on a monthly basis based on use. And so it allows us to scale or be more nimble and flexible to huge growth or areas where we have a project that's reduced in size. We can be fairly nimble in how we respond to those and the cost structure. And that's one of the advantages we see as far as the flexibility and scalability to our mission.
Tell me about the implementation timeline that you've set up, how this transition will look to your employees, and how it'll look to your team behind the scenes as they're implementing this.
Well, you've hit on something that's very important to us, and so we're moving to this cloud solution as a first step in an overall cloud strategy. And so we're taking the next month or so, and we're running a pilot with 75 people. This is primarily IT people, but we've got a selection as well from across the laboratory. And the purpose of that pilot is to really investigate the functionality of the cloud and to make sure that the functionality that we believe is there and it's robust and it performs to what the requirements were. And then we're going to run a second pilot of 300 people in about the March timeframe, and that's more about our internal processes for transitioning mail and educating employees and other things. And assuming the successful completion of both those pilots, we're then going to take the entire lab to this solution in the April timeframe. That's the current schedule.
In April of 2012.
Right.
There are a number of other federal agencies that are working on this or that are maybe at the stage you were a year and a half ago, where you're just kind of making the preliminary inquiries, requests for information, and so forth. If you were at that point again, what have you learned throughout this process that you think you'd like to know at the start?
I would say our lessons learned are, number one, we underestimated the negotiation period. We assumed it was going to be a month or two, and it was about 5 months. The partnership with your supply chain people and the partnership that you have with legal and export control and the other elements of security in your organization are critical. And then overall, I would say an investment early on in making sure that you have the right requirements going forward is critical. So those are the three things that I think we learned pretty quickly in this process.
Have you been able to be connected with some of the folks that are here in Washington that are making these same kinds of decisions and thinking the same kinds of things to be able to share through the process as you're going through it?
We are. We're actively involved with the Office of the CIO within the Department of Energy and within the Department of Energy is an agency working with other labs and sharing experiences. And so I think that's a good group for lessons learned. And then in addition, we have partnered or at least had phone calls with other agencies that are in the process. And we found that there's a club out there that are the leaders in this space that have a bonding and a sharing of information that's been important to us.
That's the reason that I ask is because I have the opportunity to talk to some folks that are doing the same thing that you're doing, and that's why I'm curious about the connection there, because one of the folks that people talk about, one of the things that people talk about here in Washington is for organizations that are outside the Beltway, it's a little hard sometimes to stay connected and to be able to exchange information in a timely manner.
Understand. We've found it fairly easy. Everyone we've called and tried to connect with has been responsive to us, and we've been responsive to them. So I think that's been a healthy experience. And for those that are listening in and want to contact us on our experience, I'm happy to receive those calls.
Brent, I appreciate that offer, and I appreciate your time to talk about this transition today. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.